The Senate has come to work on a Saturday, finishing work on a payroll tax cut extension and a major spending bill to keep the government funded for the rest of the year. WTOP's Capitol Hill correspondent Dave McConnell joins us live with this latest report.
Yeah, Nathan, disputes over how to pay for the popular tax cuts kept the extension to only 2 months. That's when they'll have to fight this all over again, but Senate Leader Harry Reid is pleased.
We're thankful that we've worked together to make sure that 160 million people have not a tax increase, but a continued tax break.
But Republicans demanded a provision to pressure the White House to okay a controversial Canada to Texas oil pipeline. Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell hopes the president okays the move.
It strengthens our national security by decreasing the amount of oil we get from unfriendly countries, and it wouldn't cost the taxpayers a dime. Not a dime.
The Senate's also passed a huge spending bill to keep the government running. Of course, the actual deadline was midnight last night. But federal managers are putting shutdown plans back in the drawer because the congressional action of this weekend gives them all the assurance they need, Nathan.
So where does all this go from here now, Dave?
Now it really gets interesting, Nathan, because this House has already gone home. They passed that big government funder and they said, see ya. You've got to finish up. But they can come back very quickly. In fact, they'll probably come back Monday or Tuesday, and then they'll get into the payroll tax cut extension, which is the major thing we still have to pass. A lot of rank-and-file Republicans, especially Tea Party sympathizers, don't like this tax cut. They don't think it puts enough money in the pockets of hard-pressed Americans. They think it siphons off funding from the Social Security Fund and is not a real economic booster. So Speaker Boehner will have to do another sell job and also count on a lot of Democrats to get this thing through. Right now, most people here feel Congress will not go home and leave a tax increase, which is what actual inaction on this measure would lead to. They won't lead a tax increase under the Christmas tree.